It sounds like you're going to be starting in the red zone, the high risk zone, so that's fully remote.
It's very unfortunate to tell you the truth. We would rather just see our students come into our buildings again and to have in-person education and to deliver instructions that way. But with our COVID situation right now, we are in red. So, having to be in a small community, we are making sure that even with one case in the community, we are to ensure that we have a good way to deliver education and to keep the community safe.
Yeah. So starting out being fully remote, what will that look like? What sort of platform will you be using? Like, what will generally the students' days look like?
So we had this back in March, and our staff have really stepped up, and they've done a wonderful job in delivering a remote education. We were very successful, even though we haven't done it before. But again, like everything else, there are some areas that we can improve on. So now that we are in red, and we are in the same situation where we were in March, but in a different way, a little more experience. We have other things that we could look into to ensure that we deliver remote learning in a little more of a intentional way, and so our students will have a little more of a quality education, even though it's remote learning.
Yeah, so will students be tuning in over Zoom or Google Meet, or how will that look?
So it's a combination. It's a blended learning where we have Zoom. We are very conscious of the fact that some age group would require just a limited time in Zoom, and then in between that, we have also send work home.
Have there been concerns at all about students who may not have internet access or the appropriate technology to be able to tune in remotely? Is that something that the district has been dealing with at all?
Oh yes, that's something that we're working on, and we hope to get some funding from OVK, our travel organization here, or from the city, to ensure that those kids will have internet access, and we want to ensure that they have access to the same education as everybody else.
So this is more about the green and yellow zones, which at the start you won't be operating in, but I was looking through the plan and just noticed that the schedules for kids can be really kind of complicated. I just wondered, how you've talked about helping parents and students keep track of when they need to be at the school and where they need to be and all of that, because it's a lot of different schedules.
Oh yeah, that's the hard part,
Yeah.
and it takes a lot of coordinating and collaboration with our parents, and we will continue to work on that piece as well, just in case, so that we will hopefully slide right in to green or yellow to ensure that these students are, their education is not interrupted.